This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
And Stephen Jones joining us now right here on your home of the Cowboys. Good afternoon to you, sir. Thanks for jumping on with us again.
Hey, guys. Good to be on.
Schedule is out, Stephen. Mike and I have you guys pegged at 11-5 on the year. Taking a look at this schedule, would that be a success in your eyes?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, that usually will get you the division and in the tournament, and a lot of times with the buys. So, that's certainly good. Would we love to do better? Of course we would, but certainly wouldn't be a bad projection at 11-5.
To what extent will January wins define success for 2019?
I think in a big way. I mean, obviously, we've made no, we've been real clear that we have to take the next step. We've done well around here. We've obviously won the East two out of the last 3 years. Been in the playoffs two out of the last three, but we have to, we've got to take the next step, and that means getting to a championship game and hopefully on to a Super Bowl.
Stephen, we love to study your 30-visit list before the draft every year, and there's a number of safeties on there. When you look at those players, what are the traits that you value? Like, how much do you consider who's on your roster now and who you think they would be playing with? What are the traits that you're looking for if you're going to pick a safety early?
Well, I think the biggest thing you're looking for is a safety who can make plays on the ball and also can be an accurate tackler. Doesn't necessarily have to, be a take-your-head-off tackler, but you certainly want them to be accurate tackling the ball carrier or the receiver. And then, at the same time, probably as big, if not bigger, is to be able to make plays on the ball. And, in our league, when you turn the ball over, you certainly improve your chances to win the game if you can win the turnover battle. I think that's been forever in our league. If you win that turnover battle, there's a pretty good chance you're going to win the game. So, those are the most important traits as far as looking at what's on your roster. I think we were just discussing that again today. I think there's a lot of ways you can go. I mean, there's the traditional free safety / strong safety, but if you have accurate tacklers, you can have, you can play, with two safeties that can do both. So, I don't think we want to limit ourselves to just saying, hey, because we've got a young free safety in Xavier that we can't take another free safety as long as they're accurate tacklers. Xavier's an accurate tackler as well. He can improve, but he's certainly accurate with it. His size limits his ability to, be really physical, but he certainly, when he gets a chance, he'll certainly deliver some big licks. But I just think we, want good football players. And if, that presents itself and happens to be the best player on our board, certainly we'll look at that. I mentioned the other day, probably safety is a position on our team where we've used the least amount of resources when you consider either draft pick capital or you consider, the amount of money we've spent on safeties.
Are there any positions on your team that if it was the best player at 58 that you would not take?
That's a tough one. I'm sure there is. A quarterback is something when you got one that you really like a lot. Using another high pick, especially when that quarterback's young like Dak is, you might really struggle maybe to pick one there. But, other than that, I don't think there's any position left that we wouldn't, we wouldn't at least consider it.
So, Stephen, we've been discussing y'all's drafts over the last 5 years and how good you guys have been doing, especially in the top three rounds. And you mentioned Xavier Woods. In 2017, you found a gem there later in the draft. But we were looking at that 2017 class you have, especially the top three picks, and said, well, maybe they've been a little bit disappointing in Taco and Cheeto and Jordan Lewis. And I know they've had contributing moments. But what are you expecting out of those top three guys that you've picked in their third year coming up?
Well, we certainly, you hope all of them continue to contribute. Jordan's a really good football player that we're totally comfortable with him you know, being in the game. Unfortunately, he's got a log jam there at the corner position with our other corner, Cheeto, who we have just think, you know, we have high expectations for him. And then, of course, Byron, who had a all-pro slash Pro Bowl type year last year. So, and then you got Brown, who's, you know, a little longer than Lewis and probably a little faster. But certainly we would feel very comfortable with Jordan playing in a game for us and making plays, which he did several times last year. And, of course, I spoke to Cheeto, certainly a starter for us, feel great about him. And then Taco, you know, obviously hadn't made his way into the starting lineup yet and had an injury last year which set him back, and he didn't necessarily come back as strong as he was doing before he got hurt. So it's a big year for Taco to step up. We certainly need him. I mean, as you know, with our defensive front, with Rod, he likes to rotate those guys, and, you know, starting's not near as important as the number of snaps you get. And we certainly need him to step up and be productive.
It's Stephen Jones here with us on 105.3 The Fan. How'd you like having Gil Brandt up there at the podium breaking down everything with
Well, he's certainly legendary. That's why he's not only in our Ring of Honor, which we had a ceremony for him yesterday, but being in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, he's one of the best to ever be a personnel director, evaluate personnel. I think he has to have a photographic memory with the way he's able to recall, recollect players, what they do, and he's still amazingly good at it in terms of knowing the players in this up-and-coming draft. So, you know, he's a special man. He certainly left his fingerprints all over this organization. I think they said yesterday, and I might not have it exact, but 12 of the 15 Ring of Honor members he drafted. So he did a great job for this organization. They obviously won a lot of football games, won two Super Bowl championships, and he's just special, and it was certainly an honor to get to share a table with him yesterday.
Do you agree that there's a big group of players from 18 to 70 that are fairly interchangeable?
Absolutely, and I think that's how good things happen to you. I think, you know, when you get a grouping of players like that, and we do think there's areas, you know, where the draft is deep, and have a number of players that just happen to be spots where we'd love to get a player in terms of positions. So I think those things can happen. And then, of course, as we all know, I think Jerry mentioned in the press conference yesterday that, you know, there's a couple of really good football players up there that fall in that Jalen Smith, Sean Lee type category that could fall that are you know, might have an injury issue, but you ultimately think they're going to totally get over it and go on to, you know, play really good football. So certainly that's something that we always keep an eye on, as you well know.
Steven, how tough are those conversations when a Jalen Smith is on the board, or whether it's Sean Lee, it's injuries or some other thing off the field, and you guys have a high talent grade on them, and you have approximately 10 minutes, and I know you have a little bit longer leading up to your pick, but once that other pick goes off the board in the second round, you have approximately 10 minutes to make that huge discussion point of, do we take the guy risk-reward, or do we take more of a safe player, and how tough or kind of those conversations go?
Well, in most cases, you've done your homework, and you know, we'll go through those scenarios in depth next week in terms of really vetting out players who might have an issue, and where does the talent level stop, where you'd plug those guys in and say, look, if everything from this point forward are up the board or off the board, then this is where we better be ready to pull the trigger. And certainly that's happened to us before, and we were very comfortable pulling the trigger with Jalen. You know, obviously we've pulled the trigger on a player like Randy Gregory, a player like Sean Lee, where you just say, hey, at some point, you're just getting too much value for the long term, you know, where you might have to sacrifice not having a player for a half a year or a year. So those will be certainly in-depth discussions that we'll have.
Appreciate you as always, Stephen. Have a great day, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks a lot, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.